Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Ritma's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply. Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. And now, here's your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch in MLS is 33041. I'm Rick Ritma, your host and the hardworking mortgage guy, and my NMLS number is 664589. On today's show, I'm very excited to have Sean Clark, Advisors Mortgage Group's Vice President and Business Guru, joining me all the way from the great state of New Jersey. Sean, welcome and thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you taking the time. I know it's busy out there, and I don't know what the weather's like out there, but out here it's almost too nice to be inside.
Oh, it's fall. Fall has arrived in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. But, you know, Sean, I wanted to ask a question. I've kind of come up with a question I want to ask everybody who's coming on, and it's, you know, what gets you up every morning excited to come to work?
With Advisors, it's all about the culture. We got a great team here, not just in New Jersey, but across the country. And we're really, the company's built off of its culture. We like to say family, customers, community. We take care of our family who takes care of our customers and allows us to give back to our community. And that's kind of what we live, breathe, and do every day. Like to work with good people like you, Rick. You know, we don't bring just on anybody. We bring on people that are a complement to the Advisors culture and want to do good by their employees, want to do good by their customers, and also give back to the community as well.
Yeah, and the company just celebrated its 20-year anniversary. Is that correct?
Yes, you got it. And very exciting time.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. And how did, like, can you give us kind of an idea how it started?
Sure thing. Stephen Myers, he's the president of our company, also my brother-in-law, started the company back in 1989 as a single loan officer in his early 20s. In a little 400-square-foot office in a town called Shrewsbury, New Jersey. And from there, it's grown. Single loan officer, I think he probably closed one loan in all of October of 1999. We'll probably close close to 450, 500 loans this month, 20 years later. You know, he was, again, a single loan officer and probably one of the smaller guys in our local area here in Mollison, Ocean County, New Jersey, what we call the Jersey Shore, not the one you see on TV. We are now the biggest lender in Mollison, Ocean County, New Jersey, and also voted for 2 years in a row the favorite mortgage company in Mollison, Ocean County by our paper in this area. So it's pretty incredible to see the growth of the company from that little one-man shop to what it is today, spreading across the country, not just here in New Jersey, but also places like Indiana, California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. We've brought Maryland. We've offices throughout the country and licensed over 30 states now. So, like I said, pretty amazing to see how it grew from that one person to where we are today.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing company from what I've seen. I think it's absolutely amazing. But obviously, I wasn't here at the start. How long have you been with the company?
I've been here 16 years. In about 3 weeks, it'll be my 16th anniversary with Advisors.
Wow, that's amazing. And so 16 years, and so you've seen it almost from ground up.
Yep. I like to say the job I do today, the job I had back then is now, I think, done by about 15, 20 different people.
Yeah.
Just because the company's grown so much over the years.
Yeah.
And this year will be our biggest year as a company. We will be officially a $1 billion mortgage company in 2019, which is really amazing. And I keep saying amazing, but awesome to say. Big accomplishment. And that's the big thing with us is we don't want to be a multi-billion-dollar company like you see all over different places. Some people that you see a lot of commercials for, those are huge companies that don't really care about necessarily about the customer on an individual basis. And we're just big on making sure each customer is treated right. They have a seamless, stress-free mortgage experience. And someone that, you know, we're going to pick up the phone, they can talk to a most importantly, an educated loan officer that can advise them properly on their loan transaction, whatever it may be.
Yeah, you know, that's such an important piece to everything. I've got years and years of experience in the business, and everybody I've met at advisors in as a loan officer, they either have a tremendous amount of experience in the business, or they are working with people who have a tremendous amount of experience who can give them, you know, the proper guidance so that they know what they're doing. And, you know, the other part of in this industry, unfortunately, you know, sometimes we get a bad name because there are people in our industry who don't always play by the rules. But that's something
bad that, players out there, yes, unfortunately.
But advisors, I mean, I absolutely play by, you know, they play by the rules.
Yep, we absolutely do.
Yeah, and I think all that's part of the culture of the company. It's amazing if, you know, anybody can get a bad egg, but if you get a bad egg, you move them on. I just think Advisors is an amazing company. And why would you tell somebody they should consider financing with Advisors Mortgage?
I just think it's the loan process in general. They're going to come in, they're going to have a very knowledgeable loan officer who's going to advise them properly, not necessarily advise them to be in a loan program that's advantageous to the loan officer and the company, but the best loan program for the particular borrower, or maybe not a loan at all. You know, some people are out there trying to get people to refinance and don't necessarily need it because it's not cost-effective or not structuring the loan right to save them money. Because they're looking out for themselves. But at Advisors, you're going to work with a loan officer who cares about the customer and wants to do right by the customer, and because they know that customer is going to refer them other people, other friends, if they have a good loan experience. And not just the loan officer, but when the loan comes into processing, we really strive for a stress-free and seamless loan experience. So you're going in, you're having the right people in place, it's timed out properly, and then coming into processing, underwriting, having a smooth process and a reliable closing department, make sure your closing documents are correct, and just a wary, as best it can be, a wary-free mortgage experience, even though there is a ton of regulation in this industry right now. We still work very hard to make a stress-free and seamless loan experience for our borrowers.
Yeah, and that's not easy because there are a lot of regulations. It's a tough thing to do.
New one every day.
Yeah. Moving on from that, you know, one of the things that attracted me to Advisors, it's really my wife loves animals, and she really, that's a big draw to her in any situation. And Advisors has the needs charity that Advisors supports was one of those great big draws for us. Could you tell us a little bit about the charity?
Yes. So it's called the Advisors Pet Program. Pups Empowering Troops. So PET's an acronym for Pups Empowering Troops. And you can go to advisorspet.com to read and see more about all our different dogs we have. But we partnered with an organization called NEEDS. NEEDS puts service dogs in the homes of anybody with some type of disability, including and most importantly to us, veterans. The sad statistic now is that 22 veterans commit suicide every single day of the year.
Oh, wow.
So right now, today, 22 veterans will kill themselves because of the after effects of PTSD is the main driving factor behind suicide, amongst other things. And we just saw that what their dogs can do in the lives of veterans, including to ward off suicide. We actually had a Marine in his 20s who did multiple tours of duty, had a needs dog, and he came out to speak to our sales team at our national sales conference 2 years ago, and he flat out said that he would have killed himself by now if he didn't have his dog. So that, I mean, that alone just makes it so important to us to find ways to put such a simple thing, to put a dog in the home of a veteran. I mean, granted, they're very highly trained dogs, and it does cost approximately $40,000 to put a dog in the home of anybody, including a veteran. But it just seems like such a noble charity to support. And NEEDS is the front runner in the world of dog training. They've led a lot of political stances. They've worked a lot in the political world to make sure the proper service dogs are out there and they're recognized, because sadly are. Some people that have service dogs, they just throw a vest on, and they really aren't. These dogs are properly trained, and they want to see them grow so they're in more homes of disabled, but most importantly for us, again, veterans. I think it's kind of the least we can do is support our veterans by, if they need a dog in their house, to help them do anything that we can do that for them. So Advisors really took it to heart and has raised money, and certain branches have actually adopted their own dogs. So right now, I think we have 7 dogs that we've adopted. And those dogs have, some have graduated already to move on to homes. Sadly, some have dropped out or failed out because not every dog can make it into a home. And we have a couple that are still in training phase. So that takes about 2 years to get them trained and into someone's house, or unfortunately, if they don't make it, get them adopted into a civilian's home.
Right.
But yeah, again, advisorspet.com, there's an update and pictures of all the dogs we have, and for them, from a puppy up to where they are today and what they're doing today. But it's really cool to be able to do that and give back, back to the family, customers, community. It's amazing to be able to give back to your community in that sense. And because I'm a dog lover too, a pet person, I have 2 dogs myself. I know how great it is to have a dog. So I can only imagine one that's highly trained, and especially if you're going through a lot of issues, that how great they can have being in your home.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just amazing what they do. And that, I want to make sure we get that website out there. It's Pets at Advisors.
Advisorspet.com.
Advisorspet.com.
ADVISORS. Okay. Advisors with an T.com, advisorspet.com.
And there they can see all the dogs that are being sponsored. And
yep, and actually when the last update was on them, pictures from out their lives. We have, like I said, we have Rosie, we have Charlie, we have Iris, Sage, another Rosie, a Daisy, and a Pepper, and a Marcy. So we have a bunch of dogs, and it's cool to go and read what they're doing today, where they are today, whether they're a puppy or they're actually in graduated, as they call it, into someone's home. Really just a cool organization, and we're just happy to be part of expanding the needs platform.
Oh yeah, from what I've read, it's awesome. And I know I was looking at the site, and there's a dog, and it showed it as a puppy, and then it's full grown and out doing its job. So that's an awesome thing. I'm just curious, are the veterans that they're going to, the homes that they're going to, are they all handicapped?
They have some form of a handicap. Corey, the gentleman I talked about, spoke at our national sales conference. If you met him, you wouldn't think anything was wrong with him, but he suffered from severe PTSD. Like I said, to the point where he was contemplating suicide. His dog Atticus, actually, which was trained by Needs, would actually go in because didn't want to go in the house at night when the lights are off. So a big tough Marine, but he's scared of the dark, and that's what war can do. He would actually go in the house and turn all the lights on for him. So the dog actually turned all the lights on for him. The dog actually can sense when he's having an anxiety attack and helps calm him. Even when he's sleeping, the dog can sense if he's having a bad dream, and will actually get on the bed and almost hug him of sorts to calm him down. So anything from turning on lights to helping ease tension. And then, of course, if there is somebody that is missing a leg, an arm, or some other disability, they will help with that too and help them in any capacity necessary. So they can do pretty amazing things, these dogs.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I wondered, okay, so what is it that take 2 years to train, but it makes sense. There's so many,
cues. Whether it's finding their cell phone if it's lost, to turning on lights, to opening the refrigerator, and they train neat dogs for the blind as well. But in this case with the vets, a lot of them ended up in homes with PTSD.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Well, hey, Sean, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I know you're very busy, but I appreciate you cutting time out of your day to come in and talk about advisors.
Well, I really appreciate having me, and happy to help in any way I can.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Have a great day, Rick.
You too. Thanks. Bye. You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage, right here on Freedom 95. That's 95.9 FM and 950 AM.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage, right here on Freedom 95, that's 95.9 FM and 9:50 a.m. I thought today I would go over a little bit of background on me. I'm sure you're wondering, who is this hardworking mortgage guy and why is he on the radio and what does he do? So I thought I would just give you some basic background in my career so you can get some idea. I actually started, this is going to date me, but I started in professional sales background in 1984. And I've spent my entire life helping people find the right, whether it, I've sold cars, I worked for a new home builder and helped people buy homes. And I've, in the last 18 years, I've been in the mortgage industry. I've helped in the mortgage industry. I've helped over 5,000 people get mortgages. I've done almost $1 billion in volume. So I have been around the block a little bit. I've done quite a few mortgages. I understand the vast majority of the programs. And for me, the thing that I like to do, if it's a purchase, let's talk about purchases first. If it's a purchase, I like to look at it and I like to come up with the right strategy to help somebody get what they're trying to get. So for instance, if somebody wants to be on a, you know, they want to purchase a certain price range, I'm going to get the information. I'm going to help them strategize on how we might be able to get that. It could be that we have, you know, maybe we're a little off. We need the seller to help pay cost to get down, pay some points, whatever it is that we have to do to help my borrower get the home that they're after. I'm going to help them do that. Now, we can't always, you know, obviously sometimes we can't, but the vast majority of the time we are able to figure out a way to make sure that in a purchase that we work that out so we can work it out so they can get what they're looking to get. Now, most of the time, if you're looking to buy a home, you're going to talk to me first. It's always recommended you talk to the mortgage person. And let's find out what you can afford. Not really afford. A lot of times it's just what we'll qualify you for and then what you're willing to spend on a house. And then I'm going to work you through that. We're going to work through that and we're going to work through all those numbers and we're going to come up with, okay, based on this, you know, sometimes somebody will say, this is the mortgage payment I want, and I'm going to come up with here. And then here is the price range that you can be looking in. Sometimes it's, I want to know how much I can afford. And then we're going to go through and we're going to qualify based on how much somebody can actually afford on a home. So we want to make sure, you know, you're comfortable with whatever it is that's being done. Now, we have to look at a variety of programs and different, you know, options that we have, rules that we have to worry about and follow. There's a lot of things that go into that. And that's why it's so important that you work with somebody who has a lot of experience. They understand the programs that are available so that, you know, you can work that in and you make the right decision. You know, there's certain programs like FHA can be a tremendous program in the right situation, but you know what, in the wrong situation, it's not the best program. It can cost more money in the wrong situation. It just depends on your exact situation. For instance, FHA is more forgiving on some items than conventional is, but on conventional, they're more forgiving on some things and they may be a little less on some items. FHA may be a little less on other items. So we just have to look at all that, go through it. And we really have to I have to ask a bunch of questions because I have to understand your situation and then what you're looking to accomplish so that I can help you find the right home find the right mortgage so you can buy the right home. Now, when we're looking at a refinance, there's a ton of people out there today refinancing. They're looking to buy a home or to refinance their home because the rate they had is higher than what the rates are today. You know, right now, we're getting back down to very close to the low rates that we had a few years ago, lowest in like 50 years. And we're not too far off of that. They're bouncing around a little bit, but basically we've been on a downward trend. So rates are extremely good right now. And it can be a great option for people to refinance and for several reasons. One, just to lower the rate or shorten the term. So if we can lower your interest rate, sometimes we can lower the interest rate and shorten the term, saving you thousands and thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for most people. Other times there are people who there's times that it may be you looking to maybe improve the home. So we can look at, you know, taking cash out. Maybe there's bills that need to be paid, taking that cash out and raising the loan amount, paying off other debt to overall, if we're doing a refinance to pay off debt, overall give you a better financial situation than what you had before you refinanced. If it's to just, you know, cash out and you want to improve the home, you know, you improve the home, hopefully that improves the value of the home. And that can be a big deal. There's also some people out there who have mortgage insurance, and with what they've paid down on their home over the last few years and what the home has appreciated, one of the big deals right now and has been for the last few years is homes have, you know, we weren't appreciating. In fact, some homes depreciated for a while. Now we've been appreciating a pretty good clip. And with that appreciation, your homes have become more valuable. With that more value, if you had mortgage insurance, it may be one of those things we can lower the rate and remove mortgage insurance. And if we can do that, that can save a tremendous amount of money. Even if we can't totally remove mortgage insurance, we can always look at it and say, okay, well, maybe we can, because the way mortgage insurance works, if we're a lower loan to value, meaning that let's say we're at 85%, the mortgage insurance is going to be less expensive and it's going to come off sooner than if you were at 90 or 95%. So that can be a huge deal on making sure, you know, that we're doing the right thing, that you're benefiting from it. If you were listening earlier, Sean talked about, you know, not everybody should finance or refinance. And that's the other thing I ask a lot of questions for. I need to really make sure I understand your situation so that we can give you the right choices. I had a person the other day, and they were looking at, they wanted to look at the possibility of refinancing, but they had paid their home down so much and they had such a short term left that the benefit just wasn't there. They could lower their interest rate, but because of the time frame they had left and what they owed on their home, they could never recoup the cost that it was going to take to refinance their home. And all they wanted to do is they wanted to save money all in all. They didn't care about saving money monthly. They wanted to save money. Well, in that case, I put out an analysis to them and sent that to them and showed them where, unfortunately, it didn't make sense. Fortunately for me, great for them, it didn't make sense to refinance. But I want to make sure that people are doing the right thing, and I want to make sure that people are comfortable with what we're looking at. So if you call and you want to look at something, that's what I'd recommend. Give me a call, send me an email. You can get on online. My website is hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's pretty snazzy, isn't it? hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And there you can contact me. It has all my contact information. You can give me a call, you can send me an email, you can text me, and I'll do my best to get back with you as quickly as possible. And then we can go through your situation and really help you kind of narrow it down, know what you're looking at, help you really understand whether there's a value to refinancing, or if you're looking at purchasing, what you can purchase. And then we'll guide you through that, and we'll make sure that we have everything the way that we need it, and we're pushing in the right directions. Along with that, a little bit more background. I've been in Indiana basically my entire life, and being here for that long, I understand Indiana. I grew up on the northeast side, and I went to North Central High School, and I went to IUPUI. So everything I did was right here in Indianapolis, and I spent my entire career here. I live in Carmel now, and so I live in the area and obviously have very big ties here in Indiana. You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage, right here on Freedom 95. That's 95.9 FM and 950 AM.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hardworking mortgage guy, Rick Ritma.
You are listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage, right here on Freedom 95. That's 95.9 FM and 950 AM. You know, I really do appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the show. I hope that it's valuable. We're going to spend some time next week talking with John Iacona. He's Advisors Mortgage Group's very own market analyst. And John understands the market. He understands why rates are what they are and he believes he can tell us where rates are going. And I can tell you from listening to him, he has a really good idea what's going to happen in the rate market, where rates are going, when's a good time to lock. And that's a really important piece as you're looking. You know, sometimes people move forward without having locked their loan because it looks like rates are going to go down. Of course, there's never a guarantee, but we want to look at that. We want to educate you on the market and make sure that you know what's going on. That's next Saturday at 3:30, and that's Indy's Real Estate Gurus right here on Freedom 95. That's 95.9 FM and 9:50 AM.